the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2. And today I want to start from verse 20 again, but I want to read a little further than we read on last week. Jeremiah chapter 2, says in verse, verse 24 of old time. There it is right there. I have broken thy yoke. I'm the one did it. I'm the one set you free. Burst thy bands. And thou said, I will not transgress. Y'all said you wasn't going to transgress his law. When upon every high hill, it's in the Bible, and under every green tree, you wandered off playing the harlot. Yet I planted thee a noble vine, holy and right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? For though thou wash thee with nitre and take thee much soap, as in the Bible, yet thine iniquity is marked before me. Did you see that in your Bible? Saith Yahuwah Elohim. Verse 23, how canst thou say, I'm not polluted? I've not gone after Balaam. See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary, transversing her ways. A wild ass used to the wilderness, that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month, they shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod and thy throat from thirst. Thou said, there is no hope. No hope. Why? For I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. Can I say that again? They said, right here, in verse 25, well, hold thy foot from being unshod and thy throat from thirst. But you said, there is no hope. For I have what? Talk back to me. For I have what? For I have loved strangers. And after them will I go. Hebrews, playing the harlot, part two. And I want to title it, I'm in love. Not with the cover. I'm in love with the stranger. You may be seated. Look at somebody and say, I'm in love. I'm not going to keep you, I promise. With the what? With the stranger. Israel is in love with the stranger. Say, hey baby, come back. I can't. Baby, I love you. Come on home. I can't. Well, I don't understand. I'm giving you another chance. Come on back. I can't come back. How come? Because I done messed around and fell in love with the stranger. I have to share with you on today that doesn't give me great joy to have to deliver the message that our ancestor, Jeremiah, delivered to our ancestors years ago, showing them their sin and shortcomings, showing them the errors of their ways. It's not easy for a pastor, preacher, to stand before his own people and have to declare unto them the truth of the matter is you are playing the harlot. You promised that you wouldn't. You promised that it would just be me and you. You promised that you would keep my laws, my statutes, and my commandments and my precepts. You promised me on Mount Sinai that whatever I said you would do, you promised. And I made a promise. I promised. I did. I promised that I would forgive all your sins. I promised that I would wash you and make you whiter than snow. I promised I would be bread when you were hungry. And wasn't I bread? Yes. I promised you I'd be water for you when you were thirsty. When you got thirsty, didn't I give you water? Yes. I promised I would be your strong tower. Didn't I always warn you of enemies to come? Yes. I promised I'd be your wall of protection. Haven't I fought y'all should be talking back to me by now. I'm not going to be long. Haven't I fought all your battles? You'd have to say, yes. I'm provisioned in a weary land. I gave you, can I say it like I want to say it? Prime property. Y'all was in the wilderness. First you was hanging out in Egypt. I brought you out of there, moved you to prime property. I didn't find you no house in the hood. Oh no, I got you out of the low rent district. And I bought you thousands of acres of, somebody say prime real estate. I'm talking about prime. You know real estate is prime when it's flowing with milk. That represents some fat cows that's eating good on what? Green grass. Milk and honey. You know that I've been good to you. I gave you houses you didn't have to build. And I told you one, I just gave you one command. When you get over into the promised land, don't get beside yourself and forget. I'm going to get out of your way. And forget who brought you. Don't get in the promised land and forget that you're married. Can I say it like that? Did that hit home a little close? Don't get over there in the high rent district and forget that you're taken. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Oh, you know, sometimes we can get close together when we're struggling. Oh, baby. It's just me and you against the world. We struggling. Y'all don't know nothing about that. But I've been there. Ain't too far from it now. What we got in the freezer? One pot pie. Really? It's just one. Yeah, but no problem. Well, what are we going to do with one pot pie? cut it. Oh, talk back to me. In what? Cut it in half. Cut it in half. You take half. I'll take half. Get down to the last little chunk of chicken. Y'all never did that before then. You want the last piece? No, baby, you eat it. No, go ahead. You can have the last bite. No, no, go ahead. Well, let's split that too. In love when you're struggling. Now we're moving to the other side of town. Now we're moving to the high prime real estate. And over yonder, I'm trying to tell you, it's a lot of different folk living over there. When we get there, don't forget you belong to me. Because I'm bringing you there for a reason. I want you to be the light to the heathens. I want them to see our relationship and want to know how they can become a part of what we have. Y'all still with me? Now watch this. They get over in the land. And they start slipping off. As though the Most High can't see them. They do like y'all do. No, I'm sorry. They do like we do. Cell phone rang. Oh, shoot. This is my side calling. I hit the little button. Amen. Send it to voicemail. Then all of a sudden, I got to go to the bathroom. You just came out the bathroom. I got to go back to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom, take out the phone, turn the ringer off. So make no noise. What you want? Well, when we gonna see each other? I miss you. Now let's go to fill up the car and meet me in Yosemite. Where we going? To the high mountain. Why y'all looking at me strange? We're going to the high mountain. We gotta get out of town. Well, what am I gonna tell my man? I don't care what you tell your man. What you gonna tell your woman? It don't matter. Just meet me at the high hill. And guess what they do? Meet up at the high hill and find some green tree. That's all I'm saying. Some place to hook up. And they don't go to the mountain, they go down to the beach. Say, hey, what's up, baby? You know, tomorrow says it's gonna be clear. Yeah, but I said I was going to spend time with my husband. Girl, you know we don't get a chance to hook up that often. Okay. What I'm going to say. Tell that Negro, tell that Hebrew somebody in your family died. And when he say, well, can I go with you? You say, can I go with you? Say, no, because it's going to be family and everybody's going, and I don't know where I'm going to be staying. I'm just going to stay with my aunties and my cousins, and we might not have room for everybody, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to help somebody see that the husband says, okay, knowing you're going to play the harlot. He said, well, maybe she'll stop. I'm just going to keep praying for her. Maybe she'll work it out of her system. Now, let me shut this down, because y'all know you ain't in here with me today. I wish you were here with me like I'm here with me right now. I'm just trying to show you something in the Bible. Until somebody says, you do know that the enemies of Yahweh are about to be destroyed. And if you are connecting yourself with them, then you're going to be destroyed with them. Oh, no, my husband wouldn't dare do that. When the hammer falls, everybody hanging out with Baal, that's the enemy's name for now. That's the, they're going to be destroyed. Now watch this. I told you Israel is playing the harlot. Now y'all know what a harlot is, right? So she's playing the harlot. And she feels like, even though I'm doing something dirty, playing the harlot, if I just take a bath and get clean before I come home, he won't know the difference. So she go out and buy the most expensive soap with all that heavy perfume. And then she does her harlotry, her whoredom. But then she clean up real good and come home. As though the soap, I'm in verse 22, I hope y'all see that. Although the soap and water and perfume can wash the whoredom off. As long as everything is fresh, my husband is cool. But he said, I don't care how many washings and bathings and cleaning ceremonies you try to do, you cannot wash away that type of iniquity, you Hebrews and you citizens of Zion. I was trying to listen to the conversations that these harlots was having the other day. I'm trying to listen, Javon, to what they talking about. And they hanging out, these harlots. Girl, how'd you get here? Well, when I was 8 years old, I got kicked out the house. I had to fend for myself. And next thing I know, I got hooked up with this dude who told me he loved me. Before I knew it, I was out here tricking and stuff. And how old are you now? I'm just 22 years old. But one of these days, man, I'm getting off these streets. I promise this ain't my life. I'm going to break free from this madness. Another girl said, what happened to you? I said, man, my mama was in prison and my daddy was in prison. I was raised by a no good uncle. And when I was young, he violated me and I just felt like I was worthless. I was nothing, blah, blah, blah. But I know one thing. One of these days, I'm going to be off these streets. I know that. Then they asked the other, say, ask the Hebrew, say, well, how'd you get here? Well, I was a slave, but then my husband, a man came and delivered me and set me free. And then he married me, put a ring on it. Then he gave me food and shelter and clothes and protection. Matter of fact, he's rich. Moved me to a high mountain. I live on the hill up here. That's my house way over there. That's all my land. Those cattle are mine. The sheep are mine. The goats are mine. Those chickens are mine. All this stuff. That's my daddy. That's my husband. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. You married? So your husband be beating you? Oh, no, he don't beat me. He must be cheating on you. No, he ain't cheating on me. Oh, I know you got one of them husbands don't never want to give you nothing. Oh, no. My goodness. He supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Well, he must don't love you. Oh, no. He loves me more than I love myself. Hebrew, why in the you know what are you out here with us playing the harlot? I would switch places with you. I wish. Girl, why don't you just go home? Oh, I would go home. But what? I'm in love. With who? I don't really know his name. The stranger. even of the harlots can't understand why the Hebrew want to be a harlot. And it honestly throws the Most High off in a human sense, if you please. Because whenever you hear Yahweh ask questions, it's because your behavior, at first, like this, because your behavior has made him, put him in a strange place. Let me give you an example. Have you ever talked to somebody and the answer they give back to you is so out from what you thought was coming back, you have to pause for a second? Like, okay, wait, hold on. Say that again. Has anybody ever done that before? For instance, you ever heard about these rich people that shoplift? Have y'all heard that? They rich, like movie stars, some of them. Some of them just born, you know, they got wealthy people in the past. They went rich, and they steal, like, you know, like a shirt or something. First of all, you're rich. Wait a minute. First of all, you own Walmart. Why are you stealing from Walmart? I don't know. It's just the thrill of it. That pauses you. You go, okay, when I was stealing, it was because I didn't have no clothes. You stealing just for the thrill of it? Do you understand that there is evil in this world, and there's a people who participate in this evil because they don't have nothing else? So when they see you, sons and daughters of Zion, participating in it, when you have some, not just something else, but somebody else, it throws the whole world into a weird place. The Hebrews, who have Yahweh for their father, is telling the kids that Santa Claus is coming. Ain't Yahweh your daddy? Why would you tell your children that a white man from Norway is about to ride a reindeer, a sleigh, to your house in the hood? First of all, that's creepy as hell. Creepy as heck. A white man is watching me, know when I'm asleep, know when I'm awake, know when I'm good, know when I'm bad. That sounds like NASA. So once a year, he's just going to come check on us? Once a year, even if we decide not to have a chimney in the house, he's still going to make a chimney and come down? Are you... That puts you in a weird place, like you telling your kids and you have Yahweh? Wow, you guys are messed up. See, the reason why we tell our kids about this is because this is all we got. Hold on. Yahweh's your daddy? That's our father. He's your husband? Yes, he's married to. We're his children. We're his offspring. Yahweh, the creator and maker of the whole world. Yes. Whose son is Yehoshua HaMashiach? Yes. Who died on the cross for your sin? Yes. And you still dress up like, you still dress your kids up like the devil that caused the problems in the first place. Wait. Satan, according to your book, tricked your mama, who led your daddy, and plummeted us into sin. And wait, and once a year, y'all celebrate his presence by dressing your children up like him? That throws the world in a strange place. The reason why we have Halloween, because we ain't got nothing to know. I don't understand, but okay, come on. But y'all not supposed to be taking the candy out of my kids' mouth.
All these quote-unquote Hebrew. Trick or treat! Man, let the heathen have the candy. Y'all don't need that. You Hebrews.
Oh, yeah. Y'all thought I was going to forget it. No, I ain't going to forget it. Valentine. Oh, so the Hebrew has to use a mythological creature, a man baby or a baby man with an arrow of lust. You could be walking with your husband, another man walking with his wife, and this evil baby man with this arrow can shoot your wife and then turn around and shoot that woman's husband. And then later on that night, they have sex because they've been shot with Cupid's bow. And that's what y'all teaching in church. Valentine's Day in church. That's what you're doing. Oh, but let's talk about verse 23. I'm out of here. Y'all, it's so quiet in here. I'm thinking I'm talking to myself. Well, hold on. Jeremiah 2:23 is in your Bible. How canst thou say, I'm not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. Oh, I can hear y'all right now saying, I don't know who he think he talking about. I'm not following after no strange gods. I'm not polluted. Didn't I just tell you that Christmas is Baal worship, period? Yeshua was not born on December 25th, Zion. And I told you that Easter is Easter. Easter is Astarte. There is no bunny laying eggs. That's a demonic spirit. And I tell you, watch this. Valentine's Day with Cupid. But guess what's going out worldwide? This message going out. But guess what people are going to say back to me? Man, you're taking that thing way too far. We're not polluted. You're not polluted, huh? I wish. That's my grandson. He all right. He just crying over the sins of the people. That's all. It just hurts him to think of the state of the Hebrews in the days of. It's just killing him to realize that we have nerve to tell the Most High, even though we are participating in these pagan rituals and festivals, it is not polluting us. Okay, I'm going to have to cut this off, but let me share this with you before I do, because I don't want to forget to say this. The churches, and when I say churches, I mean primarily the pastors, are continuing to teach this message to you about Santa Claus and Easter bunnies and Cupids and all that. Watch this. Because they've been called by Satan. There's only two types of preachers in the world. There are the preachers that are called by the Most High Yahuwah. And there are preachers that are called by Hasatan, Satan, the devil. Now somebody wants to know, what is the difference between the two? How can you tell? Now I'm talking about pastors in this city and around the world. The acid test is very simple. Present the pastor with the truth and see what side he falls on.
That's it. That's how you tell the true from the false. The called by Yah from the called by Satan. When you present a person with the truth, let's say they never knew it. If they see, for instance, like Valentine's Day, and I said time on purpose because I don't like using his name. Watch this. If you show a person that that is a pagan ritual and festival, talking about a preacher, say, look, here is the pictures, here is the writings, here is the custom, here's the mythology, here's the myth that it's connected to, here's the, you know what I'm saying? You show them that. And you show them in the Bible where we're not supposed to learn the way of the heathens at all. Watch this. And they say, wow, I tripped out. And they pray and they say, next week, I'm going to tell my congregation that we're not doing this anymore because it's pagan. So don't, we don't have no more of these Valentine things. We'll have to come up with something else to show our wives and our husbands we love them. But we're not going to participate in this. Then you know you have a God, Yahweh, Yahuwah, called preacher. It's a good sign. But if that Hebrew says, it don't matter now, because we're in the New Testament, and they ain't gonna say it like this, but I'm gonna say it. Biblical harlotry is no longer in effect. You have Satan for your pastor. If he said, I'm not changing nothing, do you know how much money we make on Valentine's Day? You know how people come to church on Valentine's Day? You know, we have the biggest banquet on Valentine's Day. You know, we get the candy, we got the Valentine, we got the couples retreat on Valentine's Day. We do this and we do that. You say, okay, but I know what you've been doing, Reb, but now that you know it's pagan, are you going to continue? If you say, man, of course I'm going to continue. You're looking at a satanically called preacher. Talking about, I'm not polluted. I ain't going after the ways of Balaam. And you don't see what you're doing. What you are doing is the way of Balaam. That's Balaam. That is Balaam. You hypocrite. That's what I'm doing. You hypocrite. That's what you are. You are a hypocrite. You're using the people of Yah for your own personal gain. I would rather teach you the truth and have you mad at me to the judgment day. Because I know in that day, all that anger is going to be aside when you look around and go, whoo, he was right. And I'm so glad I got rid of that paganism. I'm so glad. I don't care if you're mad now. That's fine. Stay mad. That's cool. Let your anger force you to study. Let your anger force you to dig online to try to prove me wrong. Let your anger use that energy. Use it to go into the Bible and scriptures and find out whether or not what I'm telling you is the truth. Use the anger. Watch this. You're going to tell a preacher if he's true or false based on one thing. Does he stand with the truth or does he stand with the false? And anybody who tell you that playing the harlot doesn't matter is playing the harlot themselves. Only a harlot would tell another harlot, it ain't nothing wrong with being a harlot. Only weed heads tell other weed heads, ain't nothing wrong with smoking weed. Only alcoholics tell other alcoholics, hey man, ain't nothing wrong with being an alcoholic. Look at me, I'm still functioning. Are y'all with me in here? Only people who are caught up in something tell other people it's all right to be caught up in this. But
trying to show you that Jeremiah was telling the Hebrew folk, and I'm through, I got 2 minutes, Jeremiah was telling the Hebrews, he said, your response to Yahweh is, I'm not doing it, and he's watching you. I'm not in the idolatry, and he watched you have trunk or treat like they do over at like New Beginnings of the churches. They watched you paint faces. Yahweh saw you dress up your kids like the devil. Yahweh saw you have a haunted house. Yahweh saw you put Christmas trees and elves and snowmen and reindeer in your house. He saw you decorate with Cupid and arrows and all that. And of course, arrows come from the word arrow. I mean, all that. He saw you with the bunnies and the eggs and all that. And then you're going to turn around and tell the preacher you ain't doing it? Oh, come on now. Jeremiah said, you've got to be joking. So finally, they just confessed it. They said, since I'm busted, since you got me, since it's exposed, since I need to just tell you something. I'm not quitting. Why not? I'm in love. That's what I figured out something long time ago. You cannot talk to a person in love. He ain't no good. I know he's not no good. Bring, I got to go. Was that him?
Yeah.
What happened? You in love. Pastor, it's my last day with him. Oh my gosh. If you do it one more time, do it again. Pastor, this is my last day. What's your problem? You're in love. You cannot tell a person in love nothing. You don't think they're going to sneak out on you? Are you crazy? They're going to find a way. And at last, that's what Israel did. They had to go ahead and just confess it. We love Halloween. And the devil, we love.
Preacher.
Eating pigs and rats and roaches. We love. Santa Claus. Rudolph. We love Cupid. Matter of fact, my favorite song is Cupid. Pull back your bow and do what? Let your arrow go where? Into my lover's heart. Really, Hebrew? That's your song? That's the best you can come up with? I got a better song. Oh yeah, I got a better song than that. I got a song. Matter of fact, How about this one? For Yah so loved the world. How about that one? He gave it only. That's a good one. That's a good song. How about this one? I don't need no Cupid. Yahoo!
Come on,
preacher. He's my shepherd. Shut up. I don't need Cupid. I already have somebody that make me lie down in green pastures, leading me. Tired. Still waters. I got my own song. Yahweh is my strength and my help in times of trouble. How about this one? I don't need Baal. I will look to the hills from when cometh my help. My help comes from Yahweh. Made heaven and earth.
Yes, sir.
How about this one? Yah says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Oh, I don't need make-believe. I don't need fairy tales. I don't need the stranger. Every head bowed, every eye closed. During this quote-unquote time of Eros love with Cupid, Cupid and all of his angels and demons can go straight to hell. When you think about love, don't think like that. Look at Calvary. Look at Yahushua dying and bleeding for your sins and mine. That's love.
they hung him high and stretched him wide. They buried him. He rose again. Coming back. That's love. Yes, love. Greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friend. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will let this world know through this message and through this congregation. We don't need no pagan props for us to tell our wives, baby, I love you. And our husbands, we've been instructed to do that by the Torah. But first, because you loved us, we know you rose again and you're coming back. So make us who you would have us to be in these last days, that we would be not the harlot, but the bride, without spot or wrinkle, having kept ourselves only unto you. In the precious name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Shalom, shalom.